You didn't drive yourself here this time, I assume, like you did 2 years ago.
I drove myself here last night from the airport.
If you don't win the title, would it be less disappointing than maybe it would have been last year because you haven't had like the dominant season that you had?
You know, honestly, I haven't thought about not winning it, but I haven't really thought about winning it that much either. I feel like just trying to relish the opportunity, trying to take advantage of the opportunity, the best we know how, and I think that's all we're trying to do here. So I haven't thought about it either way. Other than, you know, with the situation and the team, you know, going away, I know no matter what happens, we're going to give it our all, and we're going to celebrate Sunday night as a group, just because of the last 5 years have been an unbelievable ride. It's been, you know, as far as racing goes, that by far the time of my life. I've realized dreams I've had since I was a kid because of this group and this team and what we've done. So I guess I would probably be okay, more okay than I would have been last year. But I think no matter what, we're going to celebrate and have a good time with it, and hopefully it's up on stage with a big trophy.
Having won this last year, is this more of a normal weekend, or is it less so because of the team and because it's the last race with the team?
I would say it's more normal because we've been here twice already. You know, it seems like every time you do it, you get a little bit more used to it, and it feels a little bit more of just another weekend. You know, I think for us, you know, you really put it out, you throw it out there, it's really just another race. And the more I feel like you can look at it that way and race that way, the better off your chances are. That's what we did last year. We just said it's just another race. We're going to go down there and do what we've done all year long. And that's what we did. So, yeah, I feel awesome, ready to go, and can't wait to get on the track tomorrow and see what we got.
Martin, what would Barney and Furniture's ultimate legacy be in the sport?
Champions. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you set out to do when you go race. That's the ultimate prize. That's what everybody, when the season starts and you're getting ready for Daytona, everyone says, what do we got to do to win a championship this year? So, you know, the fact that to be a, you know, a team that's only been around for like 12 years and have a championship at this level is something to, you know, really be proud of. And it's something that, you know, may never happen again. So, pretty awesome story, I think. Yeah.
When you look at that, why were you two so perfect together to explode?
It's just a combination of the right people, you know. A lot of this sport's about timing. It all fell in place, and we got the right group of guys together that were hungry and determined, and you know, Barney gave us everything we ever needed to be successful. I think that's one of the things that stood out to me when I went there. And you know, I wasn't one of the highest paid drivers. I, you know, they didn't have a big fancy shop, but everything those guys needed to, you know, if they could convince Barney that it would make that car faster, he'd buy it. And that's, I think, the different mentality of that team, and just, it's just a different vibe. You know, it's like a small team that has a lot of money to spend to make cars fast. It's been a crazy thing to be a part of, but man, it's been fun. And, it's been awesome. And, you know, Barney's just, man, what a great guy. What a great place to work. You know, he gave so many people opportunities years ago. And it took him a long time to convince some of the really smart, good guys that we have now to come to Denver. But, you know, once they did, you know, the rest is history.
Why'd you take less money? Why were you willing to take less money than
others? Well, you know, in the beginning, it was kind of a normal thing, you know, just because that's, you know, that was my only opportunity, and the team was in a pretty good place, and I felt I could go there and be successful and rebuild my name or try to hopefully, you know, continue my success. And then it kept going that direction, and I had to do it because it was really the only option. You know, I wanted to stay at that team. I knew what we could accomplish together, and I was willing to take the hit to have the success. And, you know, I think we talked about it a few years ago when that's kind of when everything changed, and Barney's like, I can't spend the money. We got to get some sponsorship. I got Johnny and Bass Pro to come on board, and we started doing all that. It was all part of that, you know. And honestly, I just felt like we could go win a championship, and it it paid back. It was worth it.
What would you miss most about working with Barney, working with this Furniture Row crew?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't done it yet. It's going to be hard to say. I mean, I've never been on a team that I feel like makes me better driver every single weekend. Always finds a way to make me better. You know, I don't know if we'll be able to continue that. I don't know if we'll be able to put together a group that can, you know, keep that going. I know Cole is a really, really big part of that. So obviously, staying together with him is important. But there's so many things that go into, you know, building a championship caliber team, and so many decisions throughout the week. And, you know, I don't know how the dynamic will change, but just feeling the way I feel every weekend that I go to the racetrack and I feel like we can win. It doesn't matter what happened last week. It doesn't matter where people think we are. It doesn't matter how we feel like our cars are. I feel like every week we can go to the track, we have a shot to win. And I've felt that for 4 years, and it's unbelievably fun to go to the track and feel that, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue, but there's no telling, so we'll see. That's really, really easy to answer. 2014, we struggled a lot. You know, our cars were not very good. We had some major issues that took a while to figure out. But he never pointed the finger at me. He was our engineer. Yeah, he wasn't the crew chief, but he was the engineer, and he did a lot of the setups and a lot of the work on the cars. And you know, he was the one writing down the notes and taking all my feedback. And he, as far as I know and as far as I could tell, he believed in me 100% in that time when we – we're running 20th, and you know, he always had my back and was always willing to go the extra mile to try to figure it out. And once we did, you know, obviously you see what happened, but that just gave me the trust and the confidence that, you know, he had my back and he was my guy, and we figured it out together. I'm not surprised. Yeah, you know, I think for all of us Sunday night, it's going to be that way too. You know, you get so, you know, you just get tunnel vision in this sport, and you get so focused on what you're doing, and you know, you short week, short turnaround. We got to build this car. We got to do this. We got to do that. We're not good enough here. We got to figure out how to do this better. And you get so focused in on doing your normal routine that I think it finally all caught up to them, and it hit them at that moment. You know, when they all looked around and said, that's the last car we're sending out of here to go to the racetrack. So I can absolutely understand it. And I'm sure Sunday night it'll be the same for all of us. And I kind of look forward to it, just to be able to feel that and celebrate and let them all know just how special the time was and what they all mean to me. And I think that's kind of where they were at in that time, in that moment.
How confident are you in the future of the sport? Kind of this season we've had decent racing, but it's also been marred by a lot of off-track activity with Brian Franz. How confident are you in the future and the state of the sport at this moment?
Well, I think the racing has been unbelievable this season. You know, you look at the number of winners and the number of winners in the playoffs. You know, I think it was the most we've ever had. I think it's the first Final Four we've ever had where everybody's won a race. You know, it's been an unbelievable season, I think, as far as that goes. A lot of different winners, a lot of action, a lot of big moments on the racetrack. You know, I don't really worry too much about the stuff that happened away from it. you know, I think the sport's in a good place and heading in a good direction. I don't really know what to say about next year and the rules and all that's going to happen, other than, hey, let's give it a shot and see how it goes. I love what we have now. I feel like we could, you know, with some pavement changes here and there and some tire changes here and there, we could have even better racing with the cars we have now. But that's not been the option taken. So we'll see where it goes from here. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think we've got the right people in place. And, you know, Jim France, I feel like, has been a huge presence since he took over. You see him around all the time. He's always willing to talk, ask questions. You know, if you need to know something, you know where to go now, which is a big improvement, I think. And, you know, I feel like Steve Phelps is another guy that, you know, he's here, he's present, he's a really – he's been around the sport. He knows everyone. He knows what's going on. He's making some good decisions right now. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not smart enough to really know all the inner workings of everything, but I feel good about things. And, you know, I've got you know, quite a few years ahead of me to, you know, hopefully continue to be successful, and that's what I try to focus on mostly. Oh, absolutely. Handling here is everything, you know, at this racetrack. I mean, if your car handles good, that's how you make speed. I mean, it's so low grip and it's so hard on the tires. Anything you can do to, you know, find comfort and speed and keep, you know, somewhat keep your tires wearing evenly is huge. It goes that's the key to this place. So, certainly when the sun goes down, it starts cooling off, it makes those things a little bit easier. You know, it kind of plays more into the car speed side of things. You know, I think the hotter it is, the slicker it is, the harder it is. So, yeah, it's definitely going to play into it.
Martin Norton, a couple weeks ago.
You're next.
A couple weeks ago, obviously there were some contentious circumstances with Joey. Has kind of hit the reset button now, given the dynamics of both of you guys are going for a title in terms of racing hard?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I'm not approaching this race any differently because of that. You know, I don't know any other way to answer it. But I still remember what happened, and I'll use that to my advantage this weekend.
Do you race the 22 differently?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You race all of them differently. What would you do to win this championship?
Depends on who it is.
Many of the same crew guys. Do you think there'll be a point where you might miss being kind of out on your own island, part of that organization, instead of part of a larger one?
I don't know. I honestly don't know how to answer that. I think that, you know, certainly we've grown a huge fan base because of the 78 and doing it differently and doing it out of Colorado and you know, a lot of West Coast fans and, you know, fans from west of the Mississippi and all that. It's been a really cool thing to be a part of that, you know, be a underdog story, kind of a, you know, single car team, David versus Goliath, all those things that we have been talked about and brought up over the years. That's been really fun to be a part of that. Unfortunately, I can't do anything about it going away. And I'm ready to embrace my new role, which is a huge opportunity for me, a great team, championship, you know, winning organization that wins a lot, you know, so the pressure will be a little bit different. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's been really, really, really fun to be part of this team and kind of be, you know, just out there and outcast, so to speak, in NASCAR and the way things go around here. It's been a lot of fun. Absolutely. I have a free pass. He already told me I could. Told me it's fair game, so here we go.
How do you think a second championship would affect your legacy?
Well, I mean, you know, there's only been 16 guys that have more than one. So, I guess, I don't know if it's I would be 16 or there are 16 already, but the thought of that and, you know, the names, and I've talked about it before, to be a champion is still hard it's hard to imagine it actually happened, right? Like it happened, but it's hard to look at my name in that list of other champions and, you know, believe it. Sometimes I feel like I'm still dreaming. So, it would be amazing. You know, I don't know exactly what it'd mean. I think that's something you look at when you retire or down the road, you might look back and say, man, that, you know, that second one, that really changed things for me. I don't know. I'm very thankful to have one. I'm very thankful to have an opportunity for two, and we'll see what happens.
How does Sherry handle these weeks?
She's terrible. She's terrible.
Is she?
Nervous wreck.
Worse than you.
way worse than me. But I get it. Like, I watch my brother race, and I'm like her, you know. I see video of her on the pit box. She tells me what, you know, what she was thinking after the race, and, like, pacing and can't sit down and all that. So I get it. It's a lot easier in the car. You know, I'm not looking at points as they run and all that silly stuff. I'm just focused on it. I know I'm getting all I can get all the time. I have a job to do, and I don't have to think about the what ifs and all the circumstances and what if this guy 10 spots behind me loses a spot or gains a spot or whatever. I don't know what's going on there. So it's definitely easier to be behind the wheel, be focused on what you're doing, and kind of have it in your hands, so to speak.
And Ryan is the same for you, I guess?
Yeah, I'm nervous as crap watching him race. Yeah. Especially when he's running good and he's up front.
Martin, Kansas and Texas didn't seem like they kind of went as well as you want them to. So is a mile and a half program where you'd want it to be? Or any
I would say it's probably not lights out like it was last year. I would say that throughout the season, like Vegas, we had it, right? Vegas, we found it, and we had that race. You know, we weren't good in those short runs, and the race kind of didn't play into our hands. It's been harder to hit it this year. There's no question. You know, it's been I feel like, you know, if I'd compare this year to last year, I would say this year, like last year, we were lights out. The four car, where they could hit it, they could beat us, right? This year, it's like the four car has been lights out, and if we hit it, we can beat them. You know, I know if we hit it, we can beat any of them when we showed that. It's been harder to consistently hit that target this year. It's been more difficult. With that said, though, I felt like both Kansas and Texas, we weren't bad. We just, man, we had everything go against us. Like, everything that could possibly happen wrong went wrong, so we really had to battle and fight. Pit stop issues and cautions falling the wrong time and all that, you know, all that stuff. And we didn't have any of that last year. So all that being said, I feel good about this weekend. But it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. There's no question.
Is there anything different you have to do this year compared to last year when you came in here racing for a championship?
If we can do exactly what we did last year, that would be fine. You know, I don't know. I mean, it depends. That's the thing about racing. It's always changing. It's constantly changing, moving target. You know, I don't know how those other three guys are going to be. If they're off a little bit, then maybe we could be off a little bit and still win it. But you don't come down here and feel like that's going to happen. You feel like it's going to be one of those four guys, which we've seen every single year. One of those four guys is going to hit it. So you just got to hope you're the one. And, I know the guys have been working hard. They're confident. Talking to Cole this week, he feels really good about it, so that gives me confidence. Usually if they're pretty confident in what they're doing, then it translates to results, so we'll see.
If it's not one of those guys, are you in a race him? Do you expect the other guys, if it's not one of those guys in the final four racing for the lead, do you expect him to race you different? How you're running for a championship?
Probably not, but I would say that you don't really worry about those guys too much. You know, you're not going to put yourself in danger trying to take the lead from, you know, the 42 or the 2 or somebody like that. You know, if they're being aggressive or, you know, really pushing the issue, you're not really racing those guys. So you got to keep that in mind.
Given how crippling the pit road can be, do you guys tend to back up the tolerance level a little bit compared to any other race, or is it the status quo?
You got to push. You got to get everything. Pit road penalties hurt. They're tough. But at the end of the day, if it comes down to that last stop and you've been losing two or three spots on pit road all night because you're playing it conservative, you lose the lead because of that, are you going to win the race? Probably not. I mean, you got to push in every area. Everybody does it, and you can't give up anything. Thanks.